Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, welcome back to another fun Friday with Princess Chloe watching The Prince. So today, we're going to be getting into the School Musical Part 2. It's going to be really exciting. It is episode 10, which means I hate to break all of your hearts right now, but that means we only have 2 more episodes after this. Wah, wah. But anyway, welcome back, Princess Chloe, to the show. Any updates you want to tell us about at all? Hello, Common Sensocrats. No, I'm actually in a good mood today. But I do have an update. Yes, do tell. I actually talked with Harry this morning. What? I know. I talked with him this morning. Did you see Megan at all? Was she in there? Like, how was the baby? Oh, we didn't really talk much about her. I believe Lilibeth is her name, I think. We didn't really talk much about her. I mean, I asked about the children. And all he said was, oh, they were good, whatever. Oh, well, that's exciting. I know. But I did tell him that I'm watching the show, The Prince. Oh, how does he feel about that? Not very happy about it. It's not very happy at all. Yeah, he's not very happy. Oh. I know I'm totally insignificant to him because I don't know him, but did you tell him about this show at all? No. I know what you're thinking. Are you going to promote the show? I mean, that would be nice, but at the same time, you know, if you can't talk to him, or if you can't mention my name on the show, or on FaceTime with your cousin, you know, it's fine. No. I didn't mention it only because I didn't want you to get any of the backlash from them or anything. I don't care about that. All right. But I'm still not going to mention your show to them, only because I'm waiting for things to calm down. I mean, that's the first time he and I have talked since... It's been a very long time. Since I got shunned, really. Oh, that's not true. We talked... We spoke... When was that? Oh, I don't remember. It's been a very long time. I know it was definitely pre-COVID. Yeah. Oh, well. I'm glad you guys spoke at least. Me too. But anyway, I'm in a very good mood from that. So don't rain on my parade, haters. Anyway, shall we just go ahead and continue on and see what happens in the School Musical? I think we should. And Common Sensocrats, I've already heard from people that have already finished the show, and I hear it's pretty dramatic from here on out. Pretty epic, so apparently. I don't know. But shall we do this? All right. Princess Chloe is nodding, so let's do this. And again, just to remind everybody, I did skip the intro as usual, so let's get into it. Let's.
I want this problem to go away. Permanently. Do you understand what that means?
Yes, Your Majesty. What does it mean? You're always hitting me with your hat.
Hey. Oh, George. Come here. Come here.
Okay, take it down a notch. So, is Gan-Gan in there?
Mom!
Oh my God.
Mom! It's Georgie!
Jesus. Okay, thanks, Louie. Hate that kid.
Hello, Hello, sweetheart. What can I do for you?
Hey, Gan-Gan, so...
First, do you have a cigarette?
No.
Fuck. Okay, go on.
Right. So, as you know, I'm starring in the school musical Oliver.
I fucking love Oliver.
Please, sir, I want some more. Hilarious!
I know, right? And, well, I've got a lot of songs, and I was wondering, I mean, I'm clearly good, right? People wouldn't tell me I was good if I wasn't good, would they?
Well, of course you are. We're the best at everything. We're just born like that. It's so cool.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, obviously.
Found one. You want to share?
Not before breakfast.
I'm sorry, I'm drinking my coffee. Wow! Okay, now you know my obvious question I have to ask. Has the Queen ever smoked? Not in front of me, but I'm sure when she was younger. Actually, no. I would think more her sister used to smoke. I believe, yeah, her sister was more the rebel. So, which, by the way, in case you don't know history, that is Margaret, correct? That's Margaret. That is right, Margaret, who passed away, I believe, before. I mean, I never met her. I mean, I did apparently when I was little, but I believe, let's do some research. I believe it was early 90s that she passed. But I believe, hold on, let's see. I'll do Princess Margaret, that's who it is, so might be better. Oh, yes, I believe this is it. So, yes, I'm sorry. It was 2002 she passed. So, yes, I only met her, I think, only like 3 times before that time. So, I know that's terrible. I should remember that, but I don't. But, yeah, I never really knew her that much, really. I just, like I said, I met her when I was a child, and then she passed away. So... But it was definitely Margaret that was more the rebel and all of that. So I would say more she did the smoking, and of course, you know, the Queen had to be the more disciplined one. So it only makes sense. But I love the fact that in this show they're having her smoke and actually trying to bum it off of Prince George, who is, what is, 8 in the show. I know, it's bumming off an 8-year-old. How horrible is that? Anyway, well, all right. But yeah, there's a lot going on. And Louis, Louis's hilarious. Oh, absolutely. I love that he's like this macho baby, you know? I know. This macho baby. Oh, he's so funny. Anyway, Georgie. Love it. Anyway, shall we continue? Because there's so much more, I have a feeling we have to, so much more I think we have to get into here. Oh, absolutely.
Все в порядке. Отличная работа. Они будут вольны.
What?
Сказала тебе, что она лучше декомьете. Если больше ничего, я должна вернуться.
Шарлотт!
Мы начинаем вторую фазу.
Вторую фазу? Никто ничего не сказал вторую фазу. Да. Теперь мы начинаем вторую фазу.
Oh my god. Okay. I probably should have translated that for everybody. But basically, Charlotte is meeting with a Russian agent. And I guess that's what Charlotte has been up to this whole time. She's been working for the Russians, I guess. That is so random, but it's so ridiculously funny. I don't know why, but it is ridiculously funny. So anyway, yeah, in case you guys... didn't quite catch that or don't know Russian, that's pretty much what it is. They're now beginning phase 2. And that little clicker, the duck clicker he has, that's what it is, I'm assuming. It turned her, it like hypnotized her to say that to him. Yes, we will begin phase 2. So, just to give you all a rundown of what that is. So, let's move on to, and now we're at the dinner table. Ooh.
Everything is really yummy this morning. Who makes this stuff anyway? Never thought of that before. It's always just here.
Big Bang Theory!
Jesus. Now is breakfast. Big Bang Theory is later.
Big Bang Theory!
Later! He's obsessed with that show.
Hi, Mummy. Hi, Daddy.
Oh, God.
Where the hell have you been?
In my room, colouring.
I didn't see you in your room.
I said I was in my room. I was in my goddamn room. Do you have a fucking problem with that?
Oh, my God.
I didn't think so.
She just read the shit out of him.
That's so delicious. I don't need to eat the rest of the day.
Did you say something, Mum?
Hmm? No, dear. Why?
Oh, I thought I heard you talking about me starring in a school musical.
So desperate.
The thirst is real.
Everyone's coming to my opening night, right?
Of course we are, sweetheart.
Big Bang Theory!
We'll tape it!
Oh my gosh, Charlotte. She basically cut a bitch with Prince George. Like, she literally pointed that fork at him. I mean, she owned that. But wow. But that is great. I love that the staff is doing that thing. We're like, so desperate. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so funny. And I also love the fact that it's Prince William saying, oh, I just show up and the food is here. I don't know who makes it. I mean, that's so bad. Well, I know. And in real life, they do know it's the staff that makes the food. They're not. I just love in this show, they're making them look like complete elitist idiots, which I guess, well, depending on who you ask, oh God, are you like going against the royal family right now? Because dang, you just insulted them. No, I'm not saying that. Well, I would beg to differ on that. Well, you're wrong. If it sounded that way, I'm sorry. I just don't want to be more in trouble than I already am. I'm already on a thin ice with talking about this show. Did Harry say that to you today? I think he did. He didn't necessarily say that, but I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm kind of freaked out now. I just blurted that out. Well, don't be freaked out. You're safe with me. It's okay. Well, you're not a royal. No, but apparently my whole, you know, heritage and all that stuff. Apparently I'm a descendant of a royal. I could see that with a name like Carrington. I could see that. I never even thought about that, but I could see it now. You never saw that before? Well, I am insulted that you never saw me as a royal. I am insulted. Well, I know you better now, so for sure. Oh, thank you. Anyway, let's move on, because there's a lot. And also Big Bang Theory, I guess Prince Philip in the show is a big fan of Big Bang Theory. So anyway, had to acknowledge that. So, we'll tape it. Anyway, let's move on, because it looks like we are at Harry and Meghan's place. Now, speaking of Harry.
What are we eating again?
Cereal.
Say again?
Cereal.
And am I tasting chicken?
You're tasting fucking cereal. I'm sorry. I'm just really stressed. We're completely out of money.
Maybe it's time we dip into your fortune from suits.
There is no fortune from suits. I don't know what to do. How are we going to pay for school for Archie?
I have to tell you, I never realized so many things cost money. Like this chicken. I bet you had to pay for it.
Cereal. And yes, you have to pay for everything, Harry. Life is hard. Most people struggle.
I have red hair. I know struggle.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. We're going to have to move back in with your family.
I thought I could make it work for us here, Meghan. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. I kind of took you out of your natural habitat. I'm surprised you're still breathing.
And I know how much you must be missing Kate. So awful the way the media has to pit women against each other and make it seem like you hate her. When in reality,
I hate her. But yes, I know what you mean. It's terrible.
Well, I should let them know to send a plane for us.
No, we can fly commercial with Miles and... Oh, fuck it. Have them send a plane.
Oh, my God. And already, here we are. They're going back to the royal family. They're going to go back to live with them. Do you ever think that'll happen in real life? No. Really? No. And I hate to say this, and I know we've talked about this before, but I think you know what I'm going to say. About the divorce talk we talked about? Yes, I think they're going to get divorced before they even think about moving back in with the royal family, or at least moving back into that world. Yeah, I think that may happen. I know, and a lot of people are predicting that, and I hate to say that, but it's true. Because, you know, look, fine, if you gotta leave the royal family, that's cool. I get it, you know, I don't get it, but I, you know, in a way I can sympathize to a point. But at the end of the day, you have a duty, and you knew what you were getting into, or did you? I know, we had our suspicions, but again, she was always nice to me, so I never really fully judged her on that. But the more that everything's out and about, well, the more I'm kind of like, well, maybe she was just in it for being the princess and the attention and maybe that. But who knows? We'll never know the full story except what we're seeing right now, and that is, well, they're not doing well. And yes, they have help and they have all this stuff, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm like I said, I'm rooting for them. I always will. I told Harry that on over FaceTime today. And I told him that. And so I'm rooting for you. Hope you know that. Because we are the shunned royals. So, except you're more well known than I am. Well, now that you're on this show, you're going to be more well-known, right? Am I? Anyway, all right, so we're going to move on because now we're at Prince George's school. Hey, Common Sensocrats. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show.
Have a lot of calories.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Well, I guess I should get back to rehearsal so Sebastian doesn't have to keep embarrassing himself, poor thing.
Oh, I think he's very... yes, you should get back to rehearsal.
What? What were you about to say? He's very what?
Very out of his league, sir. Like having to understudy Barbara Streisand in Funny Girl.
Aw, thanks, O. Wow, big shoes, huh? I'm not gaining weight, am I? You're not Regina Georging me with these frappuccinos.
Why, I was just about to say you were too thin, sir.
Oh, thank you. I'm very much enjoying you today.
Aww. Oh my God.
Sebastian, would you please join us for Consider Yourself?
Consider yourself no longer needed, Sebastian. I've got it from here.
Oh. Right.
Oh, George, poor Sebastian.
Then would you like to lead us in the next song, George?
Oh, you want me to sing? Now? But I haven't done any of my vocal warm-ups. I don't have my tea. I don't have my special scarf.
Why, you don't even need to rehearse, sir. Your performance is bound to be one for the ages. Not since Barbara Streisand in Funny Girl.
Ooh, I've been hearing that a lot.
Isn't George the most talented boy you've ever seen, children?
Look at their faces. They're like, no.
They've been killing you, isn't it?
Oh, my God. He's crying. Poor Sebastian. I'm rooting for Sebastian, okay? I am rooting for him. He He deserves it. That's the theater girl in me. I just, you know. I've been Sebastian, okay? I've been Sebastian. Maybe that's why I feel for him so much. Ugh, where I'm just like, you know, anyway. It's fine. I'm not bitter. No, not at all. Wow. I see, maybe non-royals have real problems. Ooh, hey. Hey, I bet you have just as much resentment feelings as I do about things. About Harry, I would imagine. You literally just said, you've been saying the whole time that he's more famous than you and he gets more attention than you. So I'm thinking you have a little bit of resentment with that as well. I know, all right. I'm sorry, I guess that's just my way of showing my resentment. It's okay. But we're in this together, all right? Because we have feelings. Us royals. Ugh, I know. But anyway, that's so funny though. I do love George. I didn't do my tea. I didn't warm up. I don't know. I mean, I love that. I know. It's so true. It's just like, oh my God, right now? I have to sing right now? I don't have my tea. I don't have any of this stuff. I'm going to fail. I mean, it's just, oh my gosh, it's just sad. All right, anyway, we are back at Buckingham Palace. So let's get into this.
You know who I think is creepy? Charlotte. They're all creepy. Well, I'm going to turn in. Pleasant dreams all.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kev.
Well, we should turn in too. Ready, Greg? I think I'm going to stay up a bit longer. You go on, then.
Oh, okay. I'll just go to bed, then. Alone?
Dude, what the fuck?
Please, you have no idea.
Does Kevin remind you of anyone?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What's he doing? Aww.
Don't worry. They'll pay. They'll all pay.
Ooh. Should have bought a jumper.
I wonder what's gonna happen. Aw, poor Greg. Look at everybody. You know, they're just, I guess they're having a lover's quarrel, some troubles. I know, so sad, because I like them. But I wonder what Kevin is up to. He put the wreath down, so, which means he's planning something. Oh, he definitely is. But I do love it already. One of the head staff members on it. Like, does he remind you of somebody? It's like, uh-oh, he's catching on. All right, let's see what happens next. Oh.
Oh, I see you have your face mask on. Or is that just your face? Oh. In any case, you look exquisite, my darling. I can't wait for the day I get to make you my queen, Camilla. Ooh, I want to be king so bad. And then you'll be adored and desired by billions. I can't take it any longer. I'm going to ravish you right here. Wow, that was intense.
I don't know, Philip. I've been thinking maybe it's time to step down and let Charles ascend the throne. What do you think? Well?
Big Bang Theory!
You and that fucking show.
Oh my God.
Everyone will be at George's show tomorrow night. That's when I'll make my escape. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong number. I thought this was my lawyer. You have a good night, too.
Embarrassing.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Owen. Owen?
Yes, sir?
Never mind.
You're going to be brilliant tomorrow.
Aww.
But what if I'm not?
Once upon a time, I
knew it.
Without a care, my life
They're
was
gonna
like
do
a fairy tale with me, the royal heir. But now I'm not so sure what once seemed bright is growing dim. Yes, my fairy tale has gone from Disney light to Brothers Grimm. Ugh. Where my happily ever after. Can I be certain it's on its way? They say I'm top of my class. Are they just kissing my ass? Where is my happily ever after?
Last year, this cottage was filled with laughter.
Aww.
But now I'm just living day to day. My smile once shined like the sun. Now what I'd give for a gun. Where is my happily ever after?
Owen.
It's getting hard to convince myself that I still have a plan.
Okay, that was kind of a clever song to end with, as at least for the episode. Wow. I have so many thoughts. Oh my gosh, I don't know where to begin. What about you, Chloe? What about you? Wow, indeed. I just love that I just love they had the split screen with William and Harry and Meghan and Kate. That was really cool. That whole song made so much sense. But I think my favorite part of the whole song was when it looked like Camilla was about to open her mouth and actually say something, and then cut right to the Queen. I know, that was so good. It was like, and then you were like, she's gonna sing, and then, oh, not quite. Yeah, that was pretty epic. But wow, what an episode. There was a lot going on in there. And then right when you get to Charlotte singing, I love that she has her laptop open and you see all of their rooms in Buckingham Palace and she's looking at it, which is like this, okay, that's it. I cannot wait to find out what she's really up to, because there's got to be something really epic in there. I know, it's going to be so hilarious to find out what it actually is. But I love that, yeah, Harry and Meghan are packing up and moving back to Buckingham Palace. I know. It's pretty hilarious. But anyway, I mean, I don't have much to say. I mean, that song, I actually kind of liked that song. It made sense with the show. So all my common sensocrats, if you've been following along, I think personally the song made a lot of sense for the show all in itself. So I just love that. And Owen, that just reminded me, back to Beauty and the Beast, that whole, you know, him singing out the window, and I thought that was really sweet. But anyway, so the next episode is going to be the school musical part 3. And that is about, I'm reading the synopsis here. It says, the Queen has a change of heart. Kate plots a new course of action. Meghan and Harry settle into their old stomping grounds. Prince George invites Owen to share his honest opinion. So, sounds about just a continuation through the school musical, because it is going to be premiering the next episode. So we will find out how he does in Oliver, which I have a feeling it may not end well. I don't know. The way it's building, I have a feeling it's not going to end well. What about you? Well, I guess we'll find out, won't we? I guess so. But anyway, but Chloe, I guess, yeah, thank you for joining me again for Common Sensocrat and Fun Friday. And so thank you for being here. Thank you for having me. It's our pleasure, because Common Sensocrats, you've been responding pretty well about Princess Chloe. So the audience loves your girl. But anyway, tune in tomorrow for a brand new Satire Day. And as usual, I will not have a quote on Fun Friday. And I apologize for not keeping a regular schedule. It has been, expected and yet unexpectedly a crazy time with the local elections. But I do plan, and I am planning, I'm not promising this time, because I hate breaking promises. I really do. I smack myself every time I do. Not literally, by the way. But, so I do plan on having more new episodes this upcoming week. So I will have it all planned out through the weekend, because I actually have some time this weekend to plan and prep for all the craziness as we wrap up the local elections for the next week and some change. So, because November 2nd, everybody, local elections are happening. So, anyway, but thank you again, Princess Chloe, for being here. And until next time, everybody, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.